Welcome to Shom Achshav and Adaf, and Psochim Daf Tezvov. The Gemara at the end of Amud Aleph speaks about a truma tluya, meaning a truma which is a safek, and the Gemara says, Shema Yavoy Liyo Vitareno. Maybe Liyo Novi will come and will say that this truma is tahar. Now, the Achronim discuss in the sugya, how is it possible that we're paskening based on what Liyo's going to tell us? We have a rule, Loi B'Shamayimi, the Torah is not in Shamayim. The only way to pass halachos is only based on a chacham who's in this here in the world, and he comes based on his chachma and paskas halacha. But to come and bring something Eliyahu Navi is a gili mishamayim to come and give us halacha. We don't go. We don't follow halachas mishamayim. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Yisrei Torah that if a navi will come and say a halacha not based on his own understanding, but he's going to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him a nevuah to tell you this and this halacha, he's a Navi Sheker, and you have to kill him. Because you don't say halacha based on Nevuah. So how do we base ourselves based on Eliyahu Navi, Gilu Eliyahu, that tells us that this and this is a halacha, and as we find throughout Shas, that we rely on Eliyahu Navi, will be Mevarer, he's going to come and explain things. So many Achronim, the Mishnah Melech says, that maybe a Nevuah cannot pass on halacha, when you have a doubt in what's the understanding, what's the svar in halacha. But a nevuah could be mevarer the metzias. It could tell you what the reality is. If I have a truma, and I'm not sure if it became tar or became tameh, I mean, it's a question, in fact, did this become tameh or not? Here you could rely on nevuah. Here you could rely on Liyahu Hanavi. And this opens a big debate in the Achronim. Can you rely on a nevuah, on something coming from Shamayim, to come and tell you what to do, if it's a question reality and not a question which is halacha, a svar and halacha. But the Chazal Sofer in Tshuva says, it really depends which Eliyahu HaNavi you're talking about. If Eliyahu HaNavi is coming, the we call today Gilu Eliyahu, or Eliyahu HaNavi is coming as we call, the Eliyahu HaNavi comes to the Bris Milah, Eliyahu Malach HaBris, then he has a din of a Malach, and then you can now rely on him on anything. Not in a question of Metzias, not a question of halacha, you don't rely on him halacha l'maisa. But when we're talking about over here, the Eliyahu HaNavi is going to tell us the answer, we speak about Eliyahu HaNavi coming back with his body. As we know, Eliyahu HaNavi did not die. He went up to Shemayim with his body. And when he comes back with his body, he could give us halacha, like any chacham could give halacha. It's not considered to be a Gilu Eliyahu, which is a nevuah. And the Chazal Sofer is touching upon a famous Arizal in Shaar Gilgulim that tells us that Eliyahu HaNavi, his neshama, there's different parts, so to speak, of the neshama of Eliyahu HaNavi. It's based on a medrash that tells us the machlekes, Eliyahu HaNavi, did he come from Shevet Gad, or Eliyahu HaNavi came from Shevet Binyamin? And on the other hand, we know that Pinchas is Eliyahu, and he came from Shevet Levi. So the Arizal explains, really, there's a different neshamas, different gilguli neshamas of Eliyahu HaNavi. And Eliyahu HaNavi that went up to Shemayim and stayed in Shemayim, that's Eliyahu HaNavi coming from Shevet Gad. Eliyahu HaNavi that comes down to here and reveals himself and comes to the Bris, that's Eliyahu HaNavi in the Shevet from the name of Binyamin. And then there'll be Eliyahu HaNavi himself who's going to come in time of the Geula, and he's going to be the one who's going to bring Mashiach and do Tchias HaMesim, Kayadua. That's Eliyahu HaNavi himself where the other neshama is going to join into it. Meaning, there is a concept of Gilu Eliyahu, which is a neshamadik thing, which is a nevuadik thing. And then there's Gilu Eliyahu coming with his body, that's so to speak, the Eliyahu HaNavi himself. That's a different level, which is not considered to be a nevuah anymore. It's considered to be us talking to Eliyahu HaNavi himself. I just want to add over here, speaking about Eliyahu HaNavi, today, Chav Kislev is the Yartzad of Rav Yitzchak Kuttner Zatzal. And he mentions about Eliyahu HaNavi, that Eliyahu HaNavi is the one who also does Tchias HaMesim, and he's also the one who's going to do Tshuva, V'heishiv lev avos al bonim, v'lev bonim al avosam. Says Rav Hutner, these things are not a coincidence. They come together. Because who's the first one who had a concept of Tchias HaMesim? That's Yaakov Avinu. It says Yaakov Avinu loy meis. Yaakov Avinu did not die. Even though it looked on the surface that he died, but he has in him that concept of Loi Meis. This is what the Eliyahu HaNavi is coming to bring, what Yaakov Avinu gave us, the conceptual idea of Loi Meis, of Tchias HaMesim. So he's connecting us to the others. So also, by tshuva, how is he doing tshuva? He's again connecting us to the office. It's the same idea of bringing us back to the source. And we can add to it, then we talk about it in our sugya, Talion Novi is the one who's poishit the sveikus. He's coming to come and be miyash of the questions. Tish bi yitaritz kushyus abayas, as we learn, that's the idea of teikot. Tish bi yitaritz kushyus abayas. Meaning he's bringing us back to the source. That's the pe'ula, that's what Eliyahu Novi is poyel, to connect us back to the source of everything. Anyone who wants to join the Short Machshava email list or WhatsApp group, please send an email to shortmachshava@gmail.com.